John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. If you're a fan of the Titus Show, or if you never knew about it, the show that Christopher Titus did on Fox, well, tonight is the 20th anniversary special of Titus. And Christopher Titus is on the phone right now. Good morning, Chris.
How's it going, Donny D? How is life, my brother?
I'm doing pretty good. How's things out in California?
I'm just surviving the last chapter of the Bible, my friend. We got a pandemic, fires. It's crazy out here, man.
Any murder hornets yet? We found one here in Philadelphia.
It's great to see the planet has finally decided, all right, you guys are done. It's over. Yeah, man, things are going all right. Working hard. Can't do comedy because I'm on stage spewing virus on people, or they're spewing it on me, so I'm living in a petri dish of death if I'm on stage. So, you know me, got to keep the hustle going, man. So yeah, man, we're doing the 20th anniversary of Titus. We filmed the new episode, so our next phone call will probably be me from jail that Disney put me in.
Okay. So what is that? What the Titus family show is? Is that going to be the new episodes?
Yeah. So basically, what we did was, so I got Stacey Keach together, and I got Zach Ward and David Schatz on Cynthia Watchers, and I called them all. I said, "Let's do this. 20 years, and the box set still goes for like $200." I said, "I'll write an episode," which the episode I wrote is pretty intense. And Keach, his wife, basically shuts it down. She goes, "Oh, Keach can't do it. He's 80. If he gets COVID, he's over." So Zach Ward came with this brilliant idea to get him in the show, and he's in every scene of the show in a way I'm not going to tell you, because when you see it, here's how funny it is. We were filming it, and how we got Stacey on set, I laughed so hard that I had to stop taping. I had to stop the show. I was like, guys, you got to let me laugh. I had to laugh it out. Every time I looked at it, it was so ridiculous. Because you remember the show ended with me in a mental hospital.
Right.
Which nobody was surprised at.
No, not at all.
ended with me in a mental hospital. And so I have to write this episode where basically I'm out of the mental hospital. They're supposed to pick me up. It's been 8 years. It's supposed to be 3 months. It's been 8 years because I kept being honest in therapy. And the therapist kept saying, yeah, you need to stay a little longer. So what happens is that Dave was using the wrong pagan calendar. He's using the Wiccan calendar instead of the Neo-Norse calendar. So they don't pick me up. And basically it gets worse from there. And it's only $10, you know? I mean, look at it this way. If you're going to go to a comedy club, what are you going to pay? Like $25 a ticket, $19 drinks times two.
Right.
And then parking.
Right.
Parking and then the DUI on the way home. So there you go. So, this way, you can sit in your house, no pants, drink your own drinks, and enjoy your ass off.
Now, I'm just sort of curious, and I hate to bring this up, but is there any way that the ex-wife can come after you because you're doing this show?
My ex-wife came after me for everything. I don't know. I don't care anymore. It's COVID. What are you going to do? I just cough on her. I don't know how to deal with it anymore. It's been 13 years. One of my kids is an adult. Now she's 18. The other one's 15. At what point do you just go, just kill me. Just shoot me in the face. I'm just done. I'm just done. So anyway, well, I'm doing it because it's weird because I put all the, if you haven't seen Titus, go to Christopher Titus TV on YouTube. We put up all the episodes for COVID. And that's kind of what happened is that we had so many people watching the episodes that I thought, oh, all right. Let's do this. It's funny, man, because we've been doing the Armageddon updates and stuff about what's happening every week. And someone called me yesterday and was like, dude, do you know that you're blowing up on TikTok? Which is great because now the Chinese have the access to my bank account.
After this episode, will there be weekly episodes of the Titus Family Show?
Yeah, sure, because I'm making so much money I can just burn it on making up stuff that no one cares about. Listen, I screwed the show up by having that meeting with the network president. I sat in that network meeting, and I got the show. And, you know, just me not don't take a comedian to the meeting. I've said that for years.
Well, tell people what happened, because I know that story, but I don't know how many listeners know that story about you being in the Big Fox meeting about, what was it, the third season of the show?
Third season, we were kicking butt. The show was killing it. I was working. I was actually doing all the press. I was writing in the writer's room, and I was working on the set. So I was working like 16, 17 hours a day. And then when I went home on the weekends, my future ex-wife was yelling at me that because Cynthia was my girlfriend in the show. It was the craziest life I had. So at year three, I was a little bit cranky. We'll just call it cranky.
Okay.
Now, we had three network presidents in 3 years. which is great because all network presidents want to do, they're always great with creative people, and they don't want to pee on their idea at all and make it theirs. So I'm in a meeting, and the network president goes, all right, here's what I want you to change on the show, and wanted us to cheat on each other, which we did in episode 4.
Right.
So because I'm a comedian, and from the time I was 19, I've been told to tell, say what I want to say. I said, do you even watch the show? Because let me explain to you how it works. And it turns out if you tell your boss they're stupid long enough, they will fire you. Dude, and I did it in front of 40 people. I did it because the show was doing so well that everybody wanted to be in the meeting.
Yeah.
And you know what? My executive producers, my co-execs were sitting next to me. They could have stabbed me in the neck with a pencil. I was sitting right there, but they didn't. And so I basically treated the network president like she was a 3-year-old and explained how the show works. And, dude, the thermostat lowered itself. And I heard a tumbleweed blew across the table, and I heard Clint Eastwood go, well, you blew it, didn't you, boy? It's pretty bad. So that's what happened. And so her and I never got along. Someone said television is like high school with money. And she just shut it down at the end. And we were still killing it in the ratings. And I just kind of felt bad about it. So I'm kind of glad I get to put a period on it with this. And it's a really funny episode. It's really funny. And so, like, tune in. Tune in to Combustion Live and watch us do it.
I'm going to assume that if someone, like, whether it was a network or Amazon or Netflix came along and said, hey, we want to produce this, you would be willing to move it off of this format into that.
Yeah, and I'm sure the lawsuits that followed with everybody involved in the original show would be easy to deal with. Sure. Sure, no problem at all.
No, okay, I didn't take that into consideration.
Is that 20th Television owned it. 20th got sold to Disney. So in the middle of COVID, I put this up, and I don't think anybody, and except for me being on radio, I don't think anybody knows that it's up there. And they haven't done anything with the show for 20 years, yet people still, to this day, are still like, that show. So when I put it up, the response was so incredible that we had to do this. And for me, I get to put a little bit of money in the cast pocket, and I get to kind of get rid of my guilt a little bit. So that's what I'm doing. It's all about me and my soul.
Well, it's tonight, the Titus 20th anniversary special. There's a cast roundtable. They'll be doing commentary on the final 2 episodes. And then, of course, it all leads into the first episode of the Titus Family Show. Tickets are available. The easiest way to get them, ChristopherTitus.com. What else is there, Chris?
Dude, Stacey Keach, I wrote this script. Stacey Keach drops bombs in this script. And he's still a badass. You're not going to believe what happens in the episode either. It's the only way to end the show. It's great. I'm excited about it.
I can't wait till tonight. This is going to be great. It's great to hear from you. Send my love to your lovely wife. And hopefully someday I'm going to see you in a comedy club again.
Yeah, when this is over. Dude, we got to hang out, too. I shouldn't just call you when I want to whore my stuff. When I come back out there, man, let's go to dinner.
Okay, we'll definitely do that, all right? Or unless, you know, if someday I can actually fly to L.A. and see my son again, right, maybe he'll come to your house and visit.
Yeah, do that, man. Yeah, all right, brother. Dude, thanks for letting me whore this.
You're always welcome, dude. You're always there for us.
Everybody tunes in is going to have a great time.
The John DeBella Show.
Who's ready to have their every erotic fantasy fulfilled?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.